Hello.
Hi, my name's Mae Soon. I'm calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo?
There was.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
Back in 2021, anything? Yeah, 2021.
2021. Okay. And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain. Yeah.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Be quiet.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
No.
Okay. You said yes?
Yes.
Sorry, we're at work.
Yes, that's my coworker.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/10/1997.
7. And did you consume the name brand injectable?
Yes.
Okay. Was it called Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
I think it was just Depo Provera.
Okay. Right. And did you use the name brand Depo for at least one
Yes.
year?
Yes. I was on Depo for shoot like four years or so.
For 4 years. And within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use it between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
No, I used Depo. I started using Depo in, I want to say, probably like 2014 until 2016, 2017.
2014 to 2017. Okay. So at least within the years of 1992 to 2025. Okay. And do you know of anyone else who was also injured after taking Depo?
No.
No. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled Danisha.
Yes.
Last name Roberton.
Yes.
And what is your email address?
It's my last name, first name, at gmail.com.
Right. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
And what is your current home address?
705 Bakar Drive, Unit 4, Petersburg, Virginia, 23803.
238. And you said it was Unit 4?
Yes.
Okay. And was the depot administered by a doctor, a medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor or medical staff, nurse, somebody in the doctor's office.
Okay. Do you know how many times you were injected with the product?
Shoot, I want to say it was like what, every 3 months for those 5 years I was on it.
Okay, so about 20 in total?
Sure, yeah. I can't math that well.
And do you know, was it the same doctor every time, or was it a different medical staff?
It was a different medical staff, whoever was pretty much available.
Okay. So then, do you know the name of the facility where the depot was being administered?
I don't remember, but I can find that. I can find it. I don't remember.
Okay. All right. Do you remember your prescribing doctor's name or that facility?
It should have been Blackstone Family Practice.
It was Dr. Susan Black?
No, the place, the doctor's office was Blackstone Family Practice. I don't remember the doctor's name. I have no idea.
Okay. Blackstone. And for that one, I have 213 North Main Street.
Yes.
Okay. And this was your prescribing facility?
Yes.
And did you know your prescribing doctor's name?
No, I did not.
Okay. And were you going to a specific pharmacy?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Have you gone to any pharmacy?
No, I would say they did the injections in office. I didn't have a prescription for them. I just got them done in office.
Okay. Right. And then what was the method of diagnosis? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Both.
Oh. And your diagnosing facility, was that the same Blackstone?
No. It's, what's the name of the doctor's office? Carolina Neurology, Neurosurgery and Spine Center.
Okay. Was that in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. And that one, I have 225 Baldwin Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And do you know your diagnosing doctor's name?
And so I was trying to find.
For now. For now.
Okay, I don't remember. I can't find it at the moment.
Okay, that's okay. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Did you have any treatment for your meningioma?
No, because they still consider it benign. They haven't did like a biopsy or anything. It didn't grow or it wasn't really affecting like my daily life, so they decided to leave it. I was supposed to go back probably like 2 years ago for another CT and CAT scan, but when I moved out to Virginia, I haven't been able to find a neurologist yet.
Oh, I see.
So it's definitely time for updated paperwork.
Okay, so no treatment. Did they put you on medication at all?
I have...
They gave me Nurtec because I have really bad migraines because of it.
Okay. And then that was from the Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's the same treating facility?
Yes. I was trying to see if I could log into my healthcare portal and I could get names.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for meningioma?
No. Sick.
Okay. And then what was the name of the facility where the DEPA was being administered?
That was Blackstone Family Practice.
Hey, you busy? Okay. So I just talked to Miss Tracy.
Blackstone.
And she's a little upset because she tried to explain the joy of everything that's going on right now. That she doesn't want to meet. Mm-hmm. She's only really agreeing to meet right now in the midst of trying to get everything straight for her brother's funeral because she knows that the other person has to come in home.
Okay.
She doesn't want to right now.
And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So
would you be able to provide those electronically?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will.
Perfect. And then lastly, I just need, did you want to provide an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you?
No, that's fine.
Okay. And then what is your social?
223-814-812.
And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over the documents to you right now.
Okay.
I just sent it to your email and as a text message, whichever one is easier for you.
Yes.
Okay. And then while you're looking over that, I'm also going to send you a text for my direct line, just so you have my number as well as the attorney's information.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I just received that.
Okay.
Right. And the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But did you have any questions for me before I let you go?
No, I do not.
Okay. And if anything, if you do miss their call, I'll send you their number so you can give them a call back.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.